This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is the Vic Police Glow Show, exclusive to Joy Podcast, presented by Vic Police LGBTI liaison officers and a range of Joy presenters. Now, here is the Glow Show.
Hello and welcome to another Vic Police Glow Show on Joy 94.9, exclusive to Joy Podcast. If you haven't subscribed to us on iTunes yet, I don't know what is keeping you from doing that. With me in the studio today is the wonderful, ever amazing LGBTI liaison officer, Gabby Tyack. Hi, Gabby.
I try and be more amazing each week. Is it working?
Yeah, just a little bit more glitter each time.
I do.
A little bit more sparkle.
Yes.
Every time you come in the studio. And of course, also LGBTI portfolio officer, Dani Hausman.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good. And to your right, my left, we have Pauline Cremeri.
Yes, you do.
Excellent. Of course, from Val's LGBTI Aging and Aged Care. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for all being here once again. Today, Gabby and Dani, we might kick off. We are speaking about World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. This is a new one to me. I'm assuming it's vital, but I have not heard about it. You want to tell us a little bit about it, Dani?
Also known as WEAD.
WEAD. Is it WEAD?
Because it has an acronym, and so it's
called
WEAD.
If you're with the police, there's got to be an acronym.
Yeah. And it's not our acronym.
No,
it's a UN word. It's a UN day and it's a UN acronym.
Fantastic.
So we didn't come up with it ourselves. So, yeah, 15th of June is World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, or WEAD. It's actually a day that was declared by the United Nations General Assembly by resolution a few years ago. And it represents the one day in the year when the whole world voices its opposition to the abuse and suffering inflicted to some of our older generations. And the reason we have an interest in it in Victoria Police is that elder abuse is a form of family violence. Generally speaking, when we're talking about elder abuse, we're talking about family violence experienced by people over the age of 60 or 65.
Right.
That can vary across cultures. You know, in some cultures you might be considered an elder, or you might be considered to be an older person. You may have grandchildren, for example, at a younger age, but it's just sort of a general cutoff we use because, you know, we like to be able to collect data and stats and numbers, and so we have to have a point.
Yeah.
It's family violence. Older people can experience all the different forms of family violence that everybody else can experience. But one of the most common forms of elder abuse is actually intergenerational. So it's really quite sad where you have predominantly children, and statistically, based on the research, predominantly sons take advantage of or abuse their parents in some way. So it's a form of family violence, but it manifests more often than not intergenerationally rather than as an intimate partner violence. And whereas most family violence is thought to sort of stem, intimate partner violence is thought to stem from sexism and sexist behaviours, elder abuse comes from really ageism and ageist behaviours and not recognising and acknowledging the role that older people have, that the contribution they've made.
Mm. Obviously, some cultures are by far better at recognising the contribution that the more mature-aged members of the community contribute and have over the years, whereas sometimes, and unfortunately I think our own culture, can often forget the life and the way that the elders in our community have contributed over the years. So there's definitely a good few difficulties there, isn't there?
Absolutely. And I think that's, like I was saying, where it comes from ageist attitudes, and that's about not really recognising or respecting the contribution that people have played in society. And when it comes to elder abuse, it's really just a manifestation, I think, of a lot of that lack of respect, or often an expectation that people are entitled to something because, you know, their parents had something and so that they're now entitled to it. So, for example, one of the most common forms of elder abuse is financial abuse. And it's where often sometimes carers, they might be paid carers, they might not be paid, or the children of older people will have an expectation that when their parents die, whatever is left behind will inherit.
Mm.
And instead of waiting for their parents to die, they decide that they can start spending that money now, except that it's not their money, it's still their parents' money. That's a form of elder abuse. You're taking something, you're taking advantage of somebody's vulnerability. Often the fact that they love and care for you, that you are their child, you exploit that.
Pauline, you look like you might have something to add to that.
Yeah, I think also when we're talking about financial elder abuse, I know from my work in working in the community and community aged care, we would often come across older people whose family were withholding money or finances. So bills weren't being paid, so they didn't have heating and you know, they didn't have food and a range of things because they didn't want mum and dad spending their inheritance.
Yeah.
So, you know, while they weren't yet passed away, they were, you know, living a nightmare.
That's horrible. Yeah. And obviously, we're probably all familiar with this horrible situation of a lot of the more mature age members of the LGBTI community effectively going back into the closet. I could imagine that sometimes that is through, elder abuse because you may be, again, having to live with your children, or your children decide that they are just going to move into your house and leech off you in a way, I guess.
We know from the research that older LGBTI people are more likely to be single, more likely to live alone, and less likely to have children. So the abuser may not actually be children. It may be, you know, a paid carer, a neighbour, could be anyone. But we have lots of stories about a family of origin coming back into the picture, threats of outing an older LGBTI person who may not be out to the community or to a range of people. So that's a threat that they can hold over them. But also family of origin showing up again. So, you know, maybe brothers, sisters, cousins, etc., that we've heard lots of stories through our research that they just reappear, and even if there is a partner in the picture, often pushing the partner out of the way to gain financial control more often than not.
There are a whole range of, I guess, issues that come up for some older people. There are a lot of people would assume that because you're older, you have specific vulnerabilities, and so issues around, you know, scams of door-to-door salespeople or online internet scams often do affect, I think, more older people than younger people. And I think that also goes along with these ideas around the lack of respect for people as they age. There's this really interesting kind of conflict almost, where there's this idea that a lot of older people aren't IT savvy and don't know how to use computers and don't have mobile phones and don't know how to use them. And that will be true for some people. But I was reading recently that the largest number of entrepreneurs coming into space using sort of developing apps and a whole lot of online kind of system are actually over 65.
Okay.
So there's this sort of almost gulf between the people that have, you know, latched on an understanding, can use the technology and are doing amazing things with it, and other people who are just like, it's one more thing for me to learn. Yeah. I don't know if I could be bothered. I can get along without it.
Yeah, there's two ways of doing that. I mean, I guess if you're a retiree, you may have more time on your hands, which would mean that you actually have time to utilize those resources if you're confident enough to pick it up. But then on the other side, there'd be people that just go, I'm not tech savvy. I throw my hands up in the air. I'm not going to touch it.
Yeah. But I think the point is that you can't make any assumptions. So all because somebody, you think they're older or they look older or they've told you that they're older, doesn't mean that they're not going to be able to use technology.
Hmm.
As with intimate partner violence, physical abuse, sexual abuse, really quite common. But also, and again, as with intimate partner violence and other forms of family violence, emotional and psychological abuse. With elder abuse, you'll also see what is being referred to as social abuse. And that's sort of the situation where if, you know, for example, this is not uncommon that you'll have an older person has moved either in with their children, or they've built a new property and there's a granny flat out the back or something like that, that if their mobility has become limited because they're no longer able to drive, or they've moved to a location where they're not as familiar and they've become reliant on their family to drive them around to access social activities and friends, the family will actually stop them from doing that. And that's another form of elder abuse, to stop somebody from actually being able to engage in social activities, you know, derive the really important mental health benefits from actually, you know, having friends and going out and talking to people and things like that.
Right.
But I think it's also important to realise that we do see from a policing perspective where people don't realise what they're doing is elder abuse. So where they're sort of, you know, they have maybe a power of attorney over their parents with their parents' finances. So they're supposed to be spending the parents' money for the parent in their best interests. And they might go, well, mum or dad would have liked it if I'd spent this much money on my daughter's birthday present. So they'll do that, but without actually asking. Well, that's actually theft. That's an abuse of the power of attorney, and that's family violence. That's elder abuse. But when you actually explain it to the individuals what they've done and couch it in terms of family violence, that there might be a crime, a lot of people are actually horrified. And so one of the issues we have with elder abuse is that the community broadly doesn't actually understand or recognise what it is.
Pauline, what's a common story for LGBTI-aged people in a community that come to you when, you know, around elder abuse, a typical situation of how someone would approach you and the kind of needs that they have in our community?
I guess for older LGBTI people approaching us, it would be probably around advocacy, where they could go, what they could do. We specifically work with service providers, so it's about us really ensuring that service providers are aware of the range of issues that may affect older LGBTI people. But, you know, certainly through our research over the years, there's been, you know, countless stories of elder abuse. As I mentioned before, financial elder abuse is, you know, was quite common in a number of the stories, particularly in our dementia study that we did in 2015. We had, you know, many stories within that study, but we also did have a story of an older trans person who had dementia and moved into residential aged care, and their family, the trans woman who had transitioned 40 years beforehand, her son had said to her that she needed to go into residential aged care as a man, as the gender of her birth, and if she did not do that, she would not see her grandchildren again.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, which is quite extreme, but, you know, I guess we don't hear all of the stories, and I imagine there's plenty of terrible stories out there. And Edna's story, which is part of our dementia still gay study, really highlights some of those things that can go terribly wrong.
Have the community's needs changed over the years, or is it usually, unfortunately, much the same needs year by year of people that approach you needing help, needing guidance?
Again, the community probably don't contact us so much directly. One of the things, well, I guess one of the contacts that I most often have, and one of the reasons why we changed our name from Vel's Cafe to Vel's LGBTI Aging and Aged Care, is that we would have older people ringing us who were quite socially isolated and wanted somewhere to go to meet and you know, socialise with other older LGBTI people. And unfortunately, that's not what we do. And it's about how I network them in to other services that hopefully can help them.
Well, I'd say on the subject of those services, we have to talk outside of this podcast, because it's been a very long time since Joy's had a community service announcement on. Back in the day, we ran a CSA for Vel's Cafe for a long time. We haven't had one in recent years. We'll have to get one on air again.
That'd be great.
World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. Remind us of the date.
It is on the 15th of June. Same date every year, recognised and celebrated all around the world on the same day.
There you go.
Yeah.
They've probably got a website as well.
So in Victoria, there is a website, worldelderabuseawarenessday.org.au, I think. It's run by Seniors Rights Victoria, which are the specialist legal service that you can go to assist if you are at risk of or experiencing elder abuse. And if you are experiencing elder abuse, or you think someone is, you can contact the police. There are a number of ways in which we can respond, and contrary to a lot of public opinion, especially amongst older community members, we're not going to try and break up a family. We do have to act, but that action might include referring people to support services, and sure, that might be the length of the action that we take.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for telling us about World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, and also Pauline, thank you for coming in to have a chat about Vel's LGBTI aging and aged care.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gabby. Thank
you,
Dani.
See you next week.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Vic Police Glow Show, exclusive to Joy Podcast, presented by Vic Police LGBTI liaison officers and a range of Joy presenters. Head to joy.org.au/The Glow Show to find more episodes, or search Joy 94.9 Glow Show on iTunes. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Rate and review if you like what you hear.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.